Hey everyone, hope you're doing well. Sam Brief here in Chicago with you and with Tiffany Sardin for a fresh Chi State pod, the second but now really third year Chicago State head coach on the women's basketball side is ready to review her second season and what was a historic season for Chicago State women's basketball in a lot of ways, going on the road and beating a Big Ten team in Wisconsin, getting three conference wins, the most in nearly a decade for Chicago State, and also bringing in a stud, former Washington State Player of the Year and All-WAC player, second-team All-Conference, Aaliyah Collins, as just a freshman, was one of the best players in the conference. So there was a lot of growth for Chicago State, but a lot of stones left unturned, right? A lot of growth left to do for Chicago State as Coach Sardin enters her third season. And she sat down and she reviewed it all with me. We break into the nitty-gritty, some funny stories, some criticism, and some highlights from the recruiting trail with Tiffany Sardin. But before we go to Coach, a reminder that our partners at BSN Sports are the largest providers of team sports equipment and apparel in the country, and they'd like to thank all the coaches out there who truly are the heart of the game. While BSN Sports is the best at equipping athletes, coaches are the best at equipping lives, and that's the real final score. Learn more about how BSN Sports can save you time off the field by giving you more time to impact lives on it. Call your local BSN Sports sales pro or visit bsnsports.com today. And now here's Coach. The woman of the hour, Tiffany Sardin, welcome in.
Yeah, hey Sam, what's going on?
Coach, you're recruiting.
I am on the trail right now. I am on the trail, having fun.
This is the difference between a basketball coach in season and out of season. In season, you're always here. You're running around, you're game planning, you're running practices, you're losing your voice, getting ready for the next game. And now it's the off season and you're joining me from the recruiting trail. How does it feel, Coach, to be now a couple weeks removed from the season and be able to reflect a little more?
You know what? It truthfully, it just makes me hungry even more. I'll be honest. It's like, because being on the recruiting trail, it's giving me a lot of excitement for what we're doing and what we're trying to build over there at Chicago State and, you know, within the program. So I'm ready to get back rolling. Honestly, gave our women a couple weeks off, some time away and, you know, time for me, but I haven't stopped working. I haven't stopped working since the season ended because we still got so much we need to do. But right now, you know, my focus is still this team.
Coach, thinking about the memories of this past season, your second season, your first real season as a head coach, right? Where you had fans in the stands and you traveled for a full conference schedule. I'm curious if I were to flash forward like 70 years, you're an elderly woman, you're looking back at this 2021 season. What image do you think will stand out in your mind?
Oh, man. Every day was something new, right? Every day. And probably like my voice, I'm still trying to get my voice back, right? Like I've never lost my voice, but I guess maybe this is trying to tell me. You talk about fast forward in 70 years. I wonder if I'm going to sound like this.
You probably will. And you know what? I offered lozenges and tea to you many times during the season. We would do those post-game interviews on the ESPN broadcast. And you were like this. And I was like, Coach, you want a cough drop? No.
Look, but no, it's coming back. And I haven't been the most shouting I've been doing since the season ended probably has been watching games because it's been so exciting, you know, watching so many games on TV and so many down to the wire games. So it's just been a lot of excitement. But, you know, probably just, I don't know, just if I can use one word or whatever, I don't know, probably just really grateful, right? Grateful to be in a position and have the opportunity that I have right now, you know, in coaching these young women.
Coach, your first season, that COVID year, just 14 games, no wins for this program. This year, you go on the road, you beat a Big Ten team in Wisconsin. You win three conference games, including a comeback against one of the best programs in the WAC in New Mexico State. Aaliyah Collins was second team All-WAC, all newcomer. There was a lot to be proud of this season. What are you most proud of?
The growth. I'm proud of the growth of our team. And I think our women were able to see that and experience that for themselves too. But, and also the school, right? The institution was able to see that there is hope in the community, right? I thought we had a really nice turnout in our last couple games of the season. Of course, we want to keep that growing and building. But I think the growth of our team and just on all different levels, right? It wasn't just on the floor, but the classroom. We continue to excel in the classroom, but also just reaching and being visible and connecting with the community and things like that. So just the overall growth of our team and program and as a whole.
Kaizen is a Japanese philosophy around growth that I know was a big part of your first season. Yeah. We saw a lot of Kaizen, right? Those day-to-day changes. You wanted your team to get stronger. Your team ended up being one of the better offensive rebounding teams in the WAC. You wanted your team to shoot the ball better. You brought in a high-level transfer in Cookie Booth, who knocked down quite a few threes, Jazz Covington, Janiya Newell. A lot of these guards ended up bringing some shooting punch. That being said, there's still a lot of growth to accomplish for your program. What do you think kept you up at night the most this season?
Goodness, Sam. It wasn't just one thing, seriously, because, you know, just being a competitor, right? And you know, wanting our women to, you know, see some of the things that I was seeing. But that's just why I'm the coach and they're the players and things like that. But just looking at every little thing, right? Just trying to get better with any little thing that, you know, we might have lacked in the game before, or just continue to get better. But probably the biggest thing that might have kept me up, honestly, the hunger to win, right? The hunger to win and trying to figure out what else is it, right? Like, okay, you know, we making some strides in this area, but dang, this area right here, okay, we gotta, you know, clean up this space right here, this area. But probably scoring, right? I thought we struggled to score the ball. Like, we really did. And I think you mentioned some of those players who came to us as scorers and people that can score the ball. But I just thought overall that was one of the biggest things. Is like, okay, defensively, I think we can hold our own, although it might not always seem like that. But offensively, on the offensive side, we got to clean up some things and we got to be able to score the ball. So that was one of my biggest worries as well, probably just being able to score, because we did have quite a few drops and slumps. And well, we weren't scoring. We were stopping folks, but we couldn't score either. So it was like, come on, you know. So, but that probably was one of the biggest things.
Right. Stopping only does so much if you're not also scoring. And coach, when you were scoring, more often than not, it was 22. Aaliyah Collins, you brought her in as a high-level recruit, undoubtedly your most heralded recruit in your short time here. She was Washington State Player of the Year. I think it raised some eyebrows to see her come here. And then it raised even more eyebrows when halfway through the season, she was WAC Freshman of the Week, like over and over and over again. A really special player and a leader.
Yeah.
What stood out most about Aaliyah Collins?
You know what? Aaliyah, what stood out is she just kept working, right? Like, yep, she hit that typical freshman bump, you know, and especially we got into conference, right, because teams had scouted her. And it was just her mindset, too, her mindset and her mind shift. She never got discouraged. She really didn't. And, you know, like, Aaliyah came to us winning, right? Like, a lot of the women that we have in the program came to us winning. So we, you know, we lost some games and some tough ones at that, where it was just like right there. So just the growth, right? Her mindset stayed the course. You know, I'm gonna keep working. She never got deterred. She never went away from it, but she just kept trying to figure out the next challenge. You know, okay, what's next? What's next? And she didn't fold, along with the other women around her. Like, they kept trying to figure out a way, you know, and that's what we did, truthfully. They just kept fighting. They stayed in the fight. And, again, I know we use that word a lot for our team, but it's just they didn't give up. You know, they didn't give up despite the losses that we were taking. And, you know, that could take a toll on you, especially when you come from winning. And that's what you know. And then you not winning. And it's like, well, we right there. Well, we did this and all that. So just honestly, the mindset that she had and how she continued to work and work and work and figure out different ways, right? And she, I think it helped her. She's still working on that piece of being a better student of the game a little bit more and the breakdown of some things with film watching and all that. But she does take the time and she asks questions and she's, you know, she wants to know, okay, all right, like she's paying attention. She is paying more attention than what she might lead on.
Mindset with Aaliyah is something you talk about all the time. You just mentioned it a few times. And mindset with your team, I know you coach the mental side of it just as much as the X's and O's, fundamentals of basketball. And coach, a real illustrative example of that for me was that Wisconsin win. November 22nd, we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. It's four games into the season. Now, a little flashback to that point. You mentioned players used to winning. You know, you bring in, for example, Cookie Booth, who had won quite a bit at Longwood, had won quite a bit at Evanston Township High School. And these players come in and you go to Wichita State and lose by 30. You lose at home to UAB. Tough loss on the road to Western Illinois. Chicago rival Loyola, you lose by 12. And morale was lower. And you felt that, and you made some adjustments, and you started coaching the mental side, and you tinkered with some things, and then you went up to Madison, and you got a Big Ten win. What did you learn that week in November?
That it was more mental than physical. You know, it's just, the mindset, right? The mental piece, right? Just the belief in what you're capable of doing it. You know, just the constant talking to our women and for myself, right? Like showing them that, you know, I'm not getting deflated by these losses. And, you know, our schedule, our non-conference schedule was set the way it was is because we in a really competitive conference, right? Like the WAC, the competition level amped up a whole nother level than what it was the previous year. But it was just also that level, the level of competition we faced in non-conference. It certainly gave us great preparation to be better prepared for a conference, but it was competitive schedule for a reason. And it's, we wanted to test the water early and we wanted our women to be in competitive settings, right? Get those experience and see what some of the best teams and what those teams that played in the postseason tournament, those teams have been in the place that we're in right now. And we're trying to get to where they are right this second. So, but I would say just showing that we can compete. We want to compete, and when we want to compete at a high level, we can do it. We certainly can, and it's all in the mind and our belief and what has been being put in front of us and for our own strengths, right? Like just really being honest with ourselves.
Keep fighting, keep fighting, keep fighting. You say that a lot in practice, in interviews. That's your message to the team always. The biggest keep fighting moment for me this year was January 25th, home game against New Mexico State. That's a really good team. That's a team that beat you twice last year. Brooke Atkinson, head coach, one of the best programs in the WAC. They're in our place. It's a 16-point Aggie lead, fourth quarter. Anyone watching would be like, all right, 16-point lead, fourth quarter. It's over. Drive home. Next thing you know, Cookie Booth hits a couple threes. Jazz Covington pours in a couple shots. You're right there. You win it. Final score, 67-64. And you get a WAC win against New Mexico State. What'd you learn about your team that day?
Confidence, right? Like, we had to see the ball go in. And, you know, those players, they kept shooting the ball because I think Cookie was shooting it early on. It just, you know, some shots were made early on, then late, like in the middle, she kind of hit a little slump, but she stayed confident. It's just talking to her, a player like her is just constantly letting her know, hey, shooters keep shooting, right? I know that's such an old cliche, but it's true, right? And she's someone, you know, she can handle the coaching. She can handle the feedback that you give her. But, you know, once she saw that shot go in and once we kind of made some adjustments, some slight adjustments, they took it to a whole nother level. You know, their energy also picked up because I think the game was like at 12 o'clock or something. It was such a middle of the day type game.
On a Monday.
The time change a couple of times and, you know, just some different things that we had dealt with leading up to that game, right? Because it was a rescheduled game because of the game being canceled early on in the season. So just how our women, you know, like, hey, we didn't make excuses because we went on the road. We had, what, three or four games in that whole week span. So we had no excuses. We just, okay, look, let's just play, right? Like, we've been down before, all right? And the way we're playing right now, look, everybody just come on, lock in. Do what you do well, right? You say you're a shooter, I need you to make a shot. You say you're a defensive specialist, I need you to defend somebody right now. So, you know, it's just one of those, like, it's just simple as it can be. Like, and they did just that, but also their energy and their belief and like, oh, wow, we can do this. And just the excitement because, you know, Sam, I don't think it was anybody really in the – I think men's basketball was there to support the coaches. It was more coaches there from the department.
Oh, Coach Gillian was going wild.
Yeah. So that
was like courtside.
So all the little energy that we did have in the room with the people that was there was super helpful for us. And, you know, our women, again, they were just locked in. They were locked in and they got the job done, right? They really did.
I'll never forget watching Coach Gillian, like the super fan, on a Monday at noon, just losing it in his courtside seat. Losing. I mean, he was in the ref's face. And then once the comeback started, he was just giving the juice.
Look, he helped us shift some things, I would like to say, just with the energy on the side. Look, they were getting it from our side. Then they went over to they side and was getting it too. So,
something else. Hey, Coach Tiff. Tell me the most pleasant surprise of your second season.
Shoot, Sam. The most pleasant surprise. You know what? I don't even know if this is a surprise because I knew I would have a lot of fun with this group. This group is a really fun group, right? We got so many different personalities. And but it was a really fun group. It was like great joy to coach them, even in the moments of like being, you know, being frustrated with some of our losses, right? Like I could never stay mad at them longer than really that day. even a couple minutes. I mean, I can remember clear as day, Sam. I would say something, we coming back, you know, we travel back, we come back after the game and some of our trips. And, you know, it could have been a tough loss for us, but I was trying to be mad at them one time, like just, You know how us coaches get, let's try and be stubborn too. Like, man, I don't want
nobody. I know how you coaches get. I deal with you all the time.
Look, can I change my seat to first class? Because I just want to, you know, like, but I'm literally sitting behind all our players sitting behind me. And they're, you know, I can hear them, you know, all that. And because they try not to be loud. And I turn around and they all like looking. And, you know, we just bust up and start laughing or whatever. And it's like, okay, you can't be mad at this group for a long time. You really can't because they are. These women were working extremely hard and we all were trying to figure out a way. We were all learning and growing together, but it was just a lot of fun. Like, yeah, I know it doesn't reflect in the wins and loss columns, but we had a lot of fun. We really did. And just the team, the comedy, we got some really funny players on our team. And just like I said, just some really cool personalities that, you know, I want them to show it more sometimes and not just in those moments of when we like, you know, doing some team bonding and stuff. But they're coming along. They slowly came out their shell for sure.
Take me behind the curtain. Tell me the funniest story from the season.
Oh, my goodness.
Make me laugh, Coach.
You know what? It's crazy. We've got quite a few though, but Wisconsin trip was one of the funny ones. All right. We had to do a skit. Like we made them do a skit. We broke them off into groups and they were broken off into, I think it was three or four teams. And I can't even remember some of the names of some of the groups. It was like the Shy Nets or something. Like they got really creative, right? And it was the freshmen and the sophomores was one group. And then you had like the juniors were a group, and then the seniors and the grad transfers was a group. And each group, like no joke, all their different personalities was being like on blast. And it was just so fun. That whole experience, right? The whole Wisconsin experience and what we did, it was hilarious, Sam. And then it was another moment. It was like a talent show. The skit was like a talent show. Mm-hmm. And we had the freshmen literally acting out the coaches, and they were hilarious. And Taylor, I don't know. Well, you know Taylor.
Taylor Norris is a gem.
By far one of the funniest players I've ever coached. And her personality is just, it's I don't think there's anybody else out there like Taylor for sure, but she is hilarious. And she, you know, she showed us some things, showed us her different side of her. And you would have thought she studied me, no joke. And she acted me down to a T, and we all in the room, I'm in tears laughing because I'm like thinking to myself, am I really like this, Taylor? Like, you know, like, I mean, she had it down to a T, and the team was just, we were all crying and laughing because it was so funny. And then we had the Shy Nats who were, I don't know what they were. Like that group was very unique. But it was a lot of fun because, like I said, you got to show off their personalities. And then we had another good bonding moment. I'm trying to think, where were we at? Where Taylor. Taylor was a.
It's always Taylor.
Yeah, she the lead. She lead us in a lot of things off the court of entertainment. But it was it was something like I can't remember where we were at, Sam. And so it was like we were going to see her. Taylor had a convention going on, and our women, she kind of like she was the host of the night, and it was a different bonding experience for our women because they all just kind of hung out and really got very. Personal with each other too, so we were learning some things about each other a little bit deeper than normally the conversation, and some of them acted out some things. Like it was really cool.
I mean, you're on the road, you're dealing with stress, and this is like a life lesson, right? You've lost four in a row, tough start to the season, you got a Big Ten team the next night, and you're doing skits and you're letting your freshmen impersonate you.
Oh my God.
Like, and then you went out and won the next day. There is a lesson there.
We certainly tried to mimic that as much as possible, but you know, you got to change it up. But no, we was finding joy, right? Literally finding joy in every little moment or every little thing that we were trying to do. And you know, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun for sure.
Absolutely fantastic, Coach. Taylor Norris is a gem. I mean, yeah. I spiraled the staircase with everyone this year, right, for the halftime show. Just kind of do some rapid fire fun questions up the staircase at the JCC. And I remember she showed up in her Crocs, and we spent like probably 10 minutes talking about the Crocs. I love them. And I'll never forget that her birthday is October 26th.
It doesn't matter. Like, she would not let anyone who meet her. Her birthday, like that's very important. Like you can probably forget her name, but her birthday, just don't do it. Like, you know, she's an awesome person, and you know, we happy to have Taylor in our program. We really are. Her personality and you know what, you know, she's potentially capable of bringing for us. So we're really happy to have her here.
Coach, looking forward now towards next season, you're already planting the seeds, right? You're joining me from the recruiting trail. What is driving you most this offseason as you look forward to recruiting and offseason workouts and everything in the buildup to the 22-23 season?
Yeah. So, Sam, like in my office, right, it's like on the board. I got stuff just all over the place. It's like I was like unloading, you know, over these last few weeks. I just, okay, what is it? But it's, you know, trying to put the puzzle together, right? It's just, we still searching for those missing pieces, and you know, supporting really still the emphasis is bringing in a really good supporting cast and just high character young women, who you know, who want to help impact the program, but also who's going to fit fit what we're doing, right? Like I think we've identified our culture and what we building towards. And it's important for who we bringing in here. It's not like we're just out here just, oh, let's just bring this player in here. No, it's like we're trying to bring somebody into our family, and you know how protective and important it is for you to, you know who your family is and understand the significance of bringing folks around the family, right? Like you want to know. So it's just, we trying to, you know, add the pieces to the puzzle so we can eventually have a finished puzzle at the end of all this, and a complete puzzle, I should say, and a puzzle that's going to be a successful puzzle. That's the end goal. So just bringing in high character young women who can help elevate, continue on this elevation, this progress that we're on. But I'm excited, you know, I'm excited about the position that we put ourselves in, but we, you know, it's still, like you said, it's still a lot of work to be done. It really is.
The puzzle is being pieced together, work to be done, but a lot to be proud of from this last season. Coach Sardin, thanks for stepping in the hot seat, reviewing the season with me. And I know we'll talk a lot more before we're previewing your third year, but you know how this time thing works. Before we know it, it's going to be, hey, season preview. But for now, Coach, enjoy the recruiting trail, and I'll see you when you get back.
Yeah, thank you, Sam. Thank you so much. And hopefully you get a little time for yourself as well at some point, now that, you know, we're done. But you head into the spring season, right?
Hey, just like you, it never ends.
There
it's
you
good
go.
Stuff.
Yeah, thank you, though, Sam.
Back here in the studio, what a great review with Coach Sardin from the recruiting trail. Appreciate her for sitting down with me and breaking down the nitty-gritty of her second season and a big growth season for Chicago State women's basketball. Hope you have a great rest of your week. We'll keep it going with these seasons in review with the men's head coach, Gerald Gillian, in a couple days. But for now, I will bid you an adios from Chicago.